Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Live. You want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. So many times we get stuck in our rut. We get stuck in choices that we think, well, you know, I'm in my 50s or in my 60s, and maybe it's a little bit too late to get started. It's never too late to get started. Our health really is our greatest wealth. And I see so many people that can make the change, and they don't. And my hope for you is that you will. Is that if you need to lose 10 pounds, then you'll do it. If you have high blood pressure and the doctor's told you to start exercising because it will help, then you'll start. That if you need to start eating healthier and drop the cigarettes, that you'll get started. Maybe if it's not just for you individually, but maybe it's for those that love you, family members and friends and coworkers that need you to be healthy. That's what we want. We want you to be healthy, and because really, no matter how bleak life may seem, we really do need you. There is only one you, and no one else can replace you. Although you may think they can, they can't. And the greatest gift you could give all of us, I think, for any person is to be healthy, to make better habit choices, to eat better, to live better, to think better, and then your life can be better. That is really the bottom line. On this show, that's what we want to help you do. Make better choices, understand which direction to go, and then get going. And we'll hopefully be that kick in the pants to help make that happen. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Chris in Salem, Oregon says, I'm 33, and in relatively good health, other than I need to lose about 15 pounds. I was wondering what you recommend we starting with. Well, it's a great email. Because the reality is, that's where about 70% of Americans really are, maybe even more than that. It's that 15 pounds and needing to really create change. First thing you've got to do is you've got to want it. I tell everybody that. Because if you don't want it, if you just wake up one day and you get excited, you watch some exercise video, guy with abs, and you think, I want abs. You know, what am I doing with this spare tire around my waist, right? You get that, you kind of get that feeling. And you think, well, what am I going to do? I just go out and start walking? Do I get some abdominal rolling machine? What do I do? Here's the basics. Decide you want it, because there's going to be good days and bad days. There's going to be days where the guy with abs doesn't really matter anymore, that you really want to follow a good game plan. I'll tell you that one of the big keys in this is getting a good nutrition plan, first and foremost. And here's what that means, because I know there's a lot of diets out there. I get that. The basics of what you want to focus on, you want to keep everything mostly in balance. Make sure you're getting 25 to 30% of your diet in healthy fats. Bar none, that is what most experts would agree on now, because a diet that has good amount of healthy fats in it is going to keep your hormone levels where they need to be. And really, that's critical, because if your hormones drop, then everything's going to drop, and you're not going to be able to get the lean body tissue that you're looking for. Everyone thinks fat makes you fat. Doesn't. So, Chris, I would tell you in this, to really, if you're wanting to start on your journey, you get your diet right first. Okay, that's the key. So focus on equal amounts, roughly, of lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. And then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. getting those in balance gives your body a little bit of everything that it needs. You don't go heavy on the carbohydrates. Don't go heavy. Definitely get out of the sugar bandwagon and cut down the sugars. All that makes such a big difference in your overall health. So that's the first piece. The second is you have to exercise, period. So get your body moving on a regular basis. And if you haven't been exercising, then it's time to start. Literally 15 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day is all you really need if you do it vigorously. It has to be done with intensity. You can't get out and lollygag around. You've got to get your body moving. So if it's walking, if it's jogging, if it's riding a bike, you want to do it with passion. That's the key. Do it like you mean it. You know, that's one of the biggest issues. I always tell people, you know, eat with, you ever see somebody that gets excited about eating a pizza? They eat it with passion. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Well, with exercise, you've got to get out and do it with passion. You can't just halfway through it. It will not give you the benefits that all the studies talk about. You have to put some intensity behind it. And then I would say the third one to really get focused on is monitoring your environment. That's a key. Your environment is a key. And I mean emotional toxins. I mean toxins in the environment, your water supply, personal care products that you put on your skin that can alter hormones. I mean, there are a multitude of reasons to really be focused on more of the organic skincare products, to focus on drinking purified water and controlling what is somewhat, it's controlled in the environment, but there's limitations put on it. So we know there's certain chemicals in the water and things in the food that potentially over time could build up. The Environmental Working Group has stated that on their website with all the different known chemicals that are in the different areas. And personal care products too. So, again, you can't live in a bubble, but you can create as much of a bubble as possible to be able to protect you and your family. But for you losing the weight, sometimes hormone issues can be that barrier that's keeping you from really reaching those goals. And that's one thing to really get in and focus on is to make sure that you got a little bit of everything that you need there. So those really, I would say, are the big three that you can focus on. So getting a good nutrition plan in order, exercising 5 to 6 days a week, 15 to 20 minutes vigorously with passion. And then third is to monitor your environment. Those three keys right there can make a big difference in you getting the results that you're looking for and heading in the right direction. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Paul now. Hi, Paul.
Been having a real bad case of heartburn of late. Don't understand what's causing it.
Well, heartburn a lot of times really can come from a couple of different areas, but mainly you get a lot of heartburn when the body's not breaking down the proteins very well. And if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid or you have too much hydrochloric acid in the stomach, that creates a reflux. The theory typically right now for many people is that you if you don't have enough acid, then there's not enough HCl in the stomach to break the proteins and fats and that sort of thing down. So it creates a refluxing type action, and that's what creates the discomfort. So that really is the first piece to focus on. All right, so you have that. And then you can do a little test that's pretty basic. You can take apple cider vinegar. And with apple cider vinegar, you can take just a tablespoon of it and take it with a meal. And with apple cider vinegar, if it burns, then that means you have too much stomach acid. And if it makes everything feel better, it means you didn't have enough. And that getting more stomach acid or HCl, increasing hydrochloric acid through supplementation or using apple cider vinegar or in other natural means can be very helpful to help you break the proteins down. But that typically is what causes it. Cutting out a lot of the processed foods, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, a lot of the conventional dairy for a short period of time typically can be a great help as well. All right, but look at that. And of course, if your doctor's put you on medications, you want to check with them on that. We'll be right back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Going to the break, talking with Robert. Talk about erectile dysfunction. Now, this is one of those topics that a lot of guys just don't want to talk about. And the reality is that there's so many men today that are dealing with it. I mean, it's becoming almost an epidemic in the country. And, you know, you go to see urologists and talk to your primary care physicians as well. And you will ask them. And a lot of guys are coming out and dealing with this. Guys with prostate issues. Matter of fact, one of the leading complications of a prostate surgery is impotence. And when guys start getting enlarged prostates, called benign prostatic hypertrophy or BPH, when guys start getting that, it becomes a real downhill slope for erections. So here's the deal. Cialis and Viagra and those medications, they're called phosphodiesterase inhibitors. And the phosphodiesterase inhibitors can work very well, but there's some side effects to them that can be not so pleasant and can become a challenge. And really, I know, Robert, for you, you don't want to be relying on a pill the rest of your life to make things happen. Am I right?
That's true.
You know, and it just gets to a point where, you know, there's got to be a way. You're thinking, well, it used to work, and now I'm 51, and it's not working, so what's the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you were 81, I guess we always want it to work, but there's a difference between being 51 and 81.
Yes.
So are you married?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When did it go from working to not? Was it all of a sudden or was it gradual?
It was gradual, but it was like maybe 3.5-4 years ago.
Were you married then?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know if it just...
Did the divorce... No. Did she... Did she pass away? Did you get a divorce? What? Somebody cheat on each other? What happened?
Divorce.
Anybody cheat?
No.
Just couldn't make it work?
Yeah.
Who said they couldn't make it work and walked away? You or her?
Me.
How long ago was that?
About 7 years.
The reason I'm asking that is not to dig too deep in your personal life, but the reason I'm asking that is because erectile dysfunction has two main components. It can be physiological, and it can be psychological. Yeah. And there's a strong psychological component. It's usually about 70-30, 70 psychological, 30% physiological. And so usually if there's an issue, just know that somehow, some way, there is, you know, an issue in that area that's got to be worked on. And I'm not a counselor. I don't know what that is. That might be something you want to go talk with a pastor or counselor or someone that you trust and maybe start digging a little bit in there, somehow, some way. Okay. I'm just letting you know that. I'm going to give you what research says can make things work better, but I'm just telling you as a friend that there is a component, strong component to that. And any doctor that doesn't tell you that, they're mistaken or they're not taking the time to tell you that. They're just writing a prescription and moving on. It's big for erectile dysfunction. Let me tell you a quick example. A lot of guys that work a lot, you know, they can, you'll see guys that come in their 40s and 50s, in the clinical setting, and you send the guy on vacation, like guys that work really hard, like a lot of hours. You send that guy on vacation. I've seen so many times where physicians, friends of mine have done that. And, you know, the guy, it starts working again at the end of the vacation because of stress, and he's away from, you know, a lot of the life issues that he's facing. So stress plays a big role too. Now, from a natural perspective, several things are important. Number one, have you been diagnosed with anything?
Any taking medicine for any kind of medical condition?
Okay, I take, they got me on hydrocortisone.
Uh-huh.
That's the only medicine I take now.
What's it for? What are you taking
it for? Well, when she put me on it, I was having a lot of pain in my legs and in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she put me on, and the pain went away.
Did she say you had fibromyalgia?
She might have.
Okay. So just generalized achy pain, right?
Yes. But see, like I said, 2 years ago I had surgery, okay, and they, you know, went in and took the tumor out. And then a couple of weeks after that, I developed a blood clot in my lung. And then they put me on blood thinners.
Right.
And, you know, to get the blood clot to go away. And eventually it did.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then I started having a lot of pain while I was going through that. And I used to hurt, you know, day, night. It didn't matter. I hurt my legs, my arms. You know, I used to have a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And my surgeon sent me to Chapel Hill. And I talked to a Dr. Sharpless, and she checked me and went over me and stuff. And then she come back and she told me, she said, okay, I'm going to give you some medicine to take. And she gave me, it's called hydrocortisone. Well, that's the generic name for it.
No, it's just, it's cortisone. It raises cortisone in your body. I got it. Okay. It lowers inflammation.
That's what she put me on. And then when I started taking that, then the pain went away, you know, and I haven't hurt anymore. But now right now I take it every day. But if I miss a dose, I can tell. You know,
wow.
I start feeling bad. And then she told me that if I start feeling bad, just increase the dosage a little bit and I'll get better. But as long as I take that medicine every morning, I'm fine the rest of the day.
All right.
And one time I asked urologist, I said, well, could that be a cause? Could that, you know, be affecting me in any way? And he said he didn't think it would. So,
well, let me share a couple things with you. Okay. And I don't have much time, but here, I could be on this call for 30 minutes, actually, but I can't. Here's the deal. Lowering inflammation in the body is what's going to help with the whole cortisone deal, okay, the hydrocortisone that you're taking. So I'd encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Read through that. If you're not a big fan of following a new diet plan, look into it because it could be helpful to you. From erectile dysfunction, NO2 production, nitric oxide was up for a Nobel Prize, the guy that did a research on it, showing that it can help erection and also all kind of vascular ability, even with heart function in the body. Arginine, citrulline are the two amino acids that work together to produce the NO2 in the body. So you want to look up NO2 and the research on that. There are supplements they make for that. Also, tribulus can help with testosterone levels and also luteinizing hormone in the body. Can be very helpful. And working out with weights 3 days a week has proven to raise growth hormone levels, which can help with erections as well. But consistent cardio activity is a big component with all of these.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has signed an executive order to address a recent increase of high-profile cyber attacks. The order creates a public-private partnership to improve communication between the federal government and the private sector on cyber issues. The White House says the order will also create a standardized playbook laying out how the government will respond to an attack. A CDC panel has given its recommendation to the Pfizer COVID vaccine to be used for 12 to 15-year-olds, with the agency's director adding her approval. The move allows the shots to be administered to teenagers 12 and up as early as Thursday. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announced a unique incentive to get Ohioans vaccinated. Starting on May 26th, the Buckeye State will hold a weekly drawing for a $1 million prize for residents 18 and over who have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. DeWine says the drawings will last 5 weeks and will be paid for out of federal coronavirus funds. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
One Texas mayor says that he's been told that migrants illegally crossing into the United States are no longer being tested for COVID-19. Lance Pry reports.
As the migrant surge at the Mexico border swells to record numbers, DHS Secretary Mayorkas on Tuesday said no one is getting into the United States except unaccompanied children.
The border is closed. We are expelling single adults and families under the Title 42 authority that rests with the Center for Disease Control. We decided as an administration that we will not expel unaccompanied children.
Americans returning from overseas must provide a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to enter. Del Rio, Texas Mayor Democrat Bruno Lozano tells Fox News this is not the case for immigrants being released into the United States.
Persons entering unlawfully that have no COVID testing, and the Department of Homeland Security was administering those tests, but they've recently called me, Dr. Eastman recently called me and told me that DHS can no longer legally administer those tests.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its class of 2021 Wednesday with Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, The Foo Fighters, Jay-Z, and Todd Rundgren to be inducted as performers. German electronic group Kraftwerk, Charlie Patton, and Gil Scott-Heron will receive the Early Influence Award, and LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads will receive the Hall's Musical Excellence Award. The induction ceremony will take place in October in Cleveland. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Heart disease and prevention, they're saying, saves lives and money. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of prevention all the way around with medicine and health care, and I think we need to do more of that. But obviously they're saying now with American Heart Association, they're coming out saying the researchers now with the direct and indirect cost of heart disease topping $450 billion, that's with a B, $450 billion. And ultimately, we can't afford not to, which was Dr. Weintraub, who's an MD and chairman of the committee, wrote in an AHA policy statement in a news release. The statement summarizes recent research on the value of heart disease prevention and calls for individuals at the local, state, and federal policymakers to take action as a sound investment in future financial and physical health of our country. And they're saying a couple things about it, which I think are interesting. They're saying people don't often realize the power to stay healthy is in their own hands. Thank you, Dr. Weintraub. See, I knew everybody would catch on. So it's in the power of our hands. We've got to take responsibility for our health. They said, but it's not something many individuals or families can do alone. It takes fundamental changes from a society as a whole. It takes coaching
It takes a mental decision that you want to get well. It takes a shift in the parents, which will shift into the kids. And I'm telling you right now, if we as a country would jump in, we would change our lifestyle. We would teach our kids how to eat healthy. Then they would teach their kids, which would be your grandkids, and you would literally change a generation. I don't know about you, but I want to be a generation changer. I don't want to sit around and be sick and tired like my family members have been. Who's going to take a stand? Who in your family is going to break that genealogy line and is going to stick your, you know, draw a line in the sand and say enough is enough? Because remember, we get sick for three different reasons. Genetics, number one, it's what we were handed down with. Okay, that's a small part of it. Then you've got nutritional deficiencies, which we do to ourselves by eating the wrong kind of foods over and over again. And then toxicity from the environment, from the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the foods that we eat. So there's a toxic environment around us that we can control. And if we teach that to our kids, we create a better environment, better lifestyle choices, teach that to our kids, we're going to create healthier generations. And according to this study, we'll lower costs for heart disease. I mean, duh, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. So the real key is, in all of this, is to focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. That choices, radical changes in your life will produce radical results, but you have to be willing to do that. No one else will take responsibility for you but you. No one will. Your doctor won't, friends, family members, coworkers. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. And so you have to be the one to be proactive about your health. And they even said recently in an article that what's the best exercise? People, you know, obviously you've got to eat healthy, but they're saying there's a great exercise for heart health that will help with the prescription. It's aerobic exercise and drop weight off the waistlines, but they're saying the anaerobic exercise in higher intensity is very good as well. So they're saying aerobic plus resistance is the optimal program. Dr. Timothy Church, who studies exercise and disease at LSU, Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, he said the findings told Reuters in this that it's in line with other research on physical activity. The Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, randomly assigned 196 overweight sedentary adults to three different exercise programs, and they each did resistance training 3 days a week, working out on eight different weight machines targeting upper and lower body muscles. The second group did 2 hours of aerobic training in the week on gym machines, the equivalent of about 12 miles of walking and jogging. More than one quarter of the exercisers dropped out of the study during the 8-month exercise, but in the end, the colleagues analyzed the pre-exercise and post-exercise status of these folks. And on average, people in the weight training group who completed the exercise program gained about 1.5 pounds and slimmed their waistline. The aerobic group lost an average of 3 pounds and half an inch from their waist, but both contributed to better heart prevention outcomes. So exercise does play a role, and I think that the combination of weights and cardio together, the aerobic and the anaerobic together, is your best bet. It really is in all the research. But you don't have to go for a long period of time. People think you have to go for an hour, 2 hours every day. It's not. If you can spend 30 minutes, you can do 20 minutes. Now, that is, when I say high intensity, it means that you don't rest a lot in between sets. It means that you might do a set of bench press, and then you rest 30 seconds, and then you're doing your next set of bench press. So by the time you're done, you are sweating like a wild man or wild woman. And then you do your cardio at the very end. So 20 minutes of weights, you can do 10 minutes of high-intensity cardio, like an elliptical, or put the incline way up on the treadmill. And you can just walk that on an incline of like 10.0, 11.0. So whatever you've got to do to keep the intensity up, that type of exercise is what's going to produce the best benefits. It's going to give you lean muscle tissue. It's going to protect your joints, make them stronger, make the bones strong, increase bone density, and it's going to increase your heart health. So it's a win-win. And if you do that, even just minimum 3 days a week of that versus no days a week of that is going to make a huge difference in your overall health. So think about that. Powerful. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bill now. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well. What's up, partner?
Well, let's see if we can make this a little bit of fun and a little bit of serious.
Let's do it.
I got stuck with listening to you because I always, for 15 years, been listening to George Norrie and Art Bell. And the only thing I can get in Southeast Missouri was you guys and WLAC.
That's great, though.
And then I started paying attention, and I thought, you know, that guy really knows what the hell he's talking about. So that's what I said. We're going to try to make this a little bit of fun. But serious, I'm 72 years old.
All right.
I've retired four times, quit doing that, back in the television production business for Tea Party. Own a big recording studio, doing all kinds of music. In fact, a lot of times people come over here from your place. And I know pretty much everybody that's in your place. I was on the road for about 25 years. I worked with everybody, just about everybody there is, you know, the old ones.
Right.
My body is unbelievably resilient. It just does not quit, even at 72 years old. I mean, I can start bleeding, and it'll quit in about 5 minutes. I have had a prostate problem for about 20 years. Thought I was going to die last week, but it turned out my heart was fine. What I had was pneumonia. And then they gave me, let me see what the hell it is, amoxicillin.
Okay.
But I've been taking Flomax for years, and that works. It seems to work. I also take a couple of pills a day of, salt palmetto. But what my real problem is, I wake up in the middle of the night and I've got cramps in my legs. And somebody said it's calcium, so I started taking calcium.
Okay. Did it help?
I've been taking calcium 600 plus vitamin D or something. I don't know whether that's going to work or not.
Well, I mean, since you've been taking it, have you noticed a difference? Now, you only get cramping at night when you're sleeping. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll stretch my legs out, and, oh, my God. You know, oh, everything starts cramping up, and I got to get out of bed and walk around for 5 minutes.
Right.
And that, you know, that stops the cramps.
Well,
where do I go here? Is there anything better than this Flomax? Because my doctor seems to think, you know, I should stay away from all these prostate things that are advertised on the radio.
No, I disagree with that. I mean, here's the deal. Let's talk about the cramping. All right, the cramping is a mineral. It might be calcium, but it could be magnesium and it could be potassium. So the reality is you don't really know what minerals, because a lot of times the minerals won't show up on a blood test as far as you being really low. And when you start getting the cramping and all that, it could be just low enough to be causing that at night. And you use up a lot of your minerals during the day, and they can be burned up, and then you're not getting them nutritionally from your foods, and it can cause the cramping at night. So a good rule of thumb is to do some form of green vegetables, at least a good serving of them, at least two meals a day. And then if you want to do some kind of supplement with that, two things. First, you got to look at vitamin D, because vitamin D is kind of like the coordinator of all the minerals in the body. If vitamin D is low, really the minerals aren't going to be able to be as utilized as they normally would be. So vitamin D, get a blood test, and the numbers on your vitamin D test should be between 70 and 90 on that blood test. If not, then you'll probably want to talk to your physician about supplementing with vitamin D, and he'll give you the catch up with all the different, you know, the different minerals, from potassium, calcium, magnesium, and it'll have all the trace minerals in there like iodine and chromium and a lot of the other little elements and minerals that are in there. So that can be helpful. And you can take those, you know, the bottles will tell you when to take it and all that, and you talk to your health food store people about all that. But do some research on brands and all that kind of thing, and see what works best for you. I'm sure you'll find what you need to. But, yeah, I mean, that's usually the key, and vitamin D is kind of the regulator.
Now, when it comes to the prostate itself, I disagree with your physician only because there's a lot of nutrition is the key for any organ system. So unless you're building up nutritionally, you're not helping the situation. And there's some really good products out there. First, an avocado a day is really good. Been proven for prostate health. It contains beta-sitosterol, which is really good. Pumpkin seed oil has made some good research. Zinc as a mineral, and also salt palmetto. They all have really good research. So I would continue looking into that. I wouldn't throw that out with the bathwater yet.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Scripture for the day, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. It says, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift from God. So powerful and so true. Kids get extra calories, they're saying now, from foods outside the home. So even though parents may be trying to make a better environment in the home, they're getting it more on the outside. U.S. children are eating more. And the extra calories often come from foods eaten while they are away from home, whether it's at friends or school or whatever. So overall, children eat about 180 to 200 calories more a day than children did decades ago, according to a study by Jennifer Pott, a doctoral student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We found that kids eat a relatively constant level of calories at home, but in addition to that, kids are eating an increasing number of calories outside the home. Fast food, including food taken home to eat, store-bought prepared foods, are also fueling the rise in calories, she says, and the findings may help parents raise their children and reduce excess calories. The childhood obesity epidemic now, it's tripled in the last 30 years, according to the CDC, is something that we all need to be concerned about. And I think that as parents, you know, having some kind of oversight of what your kids are doing, even outside the home, or laying principles in them and teaching them how, you know, even though the food may be available, doesn't mean they need to eat it, and what it can do to them long term, especially in obesity. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we're finding today with the obesity issue with our kids is that parents are obese. And so it's kind of hard if you're a fat parent to tell your kid, hey, don't do this because you'll get fat, because you're kind of leading by example when you're about 100 pounds overweight and you're, you know, obviously you're trying to teach your kid not to. It's not going to work. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So you might want to think about that a little bit. I think that's one of the biggest challenges we're facing in America right now. It's challenging, but it can change. But again, nothing changes until we change. And when we change, that's when everything changes. And life can go to another level for the better. 888-283-7272. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter. If you're not involved, we'd love to invite you. You can like us. You can follow us. Whatever you want to do. You can go to Facebook and Twitter, both. Let's go to Phyllis now. Hi, Phyllis.
I'm an entrepreneur who is undergoing severe overwhelm right now because I wear several different hats, and as you know, entrepreneurs don't work an 8-hour day. We work 10, 12, sometimes 18 hours a day. I am normally very healthy. I'm a little bit older, but I have known for many, many years that, you know, what you put into your body dictates your lifestyle. And I've always done my best to lead a very healthy lifestyle. I exercise regularly. I practice yoga. I do not eat processed foods. You know, I do the whole nine yards health-wise. But I am experiencing some overwhelm right now. Normally, exercise, yoga, kava, and St. John's wort are perfect antidotes to overwhelm. you know, in addition to socialization and just talking with friends. But for some reason, the overwhelm is just really beginning to get the best of me.
Well, if you feel overwhelmed, first things first, I mean, you've got a lot going on, right? And life just can throw curveballs at you. And sometimes life just is life, and it can be a struggle, and it can be a challenge. But at the end of the day, you've got to look at brain chemistry. You've got to look at stress management. You have to look at what are you doing to make a change. And even though life is throwing you some issues that you're having a hard time dealing with, it, I would look at brain chemistry first. And a couple things. Acetylcholine is one of the main brain chemicals, but also GABA. And GABA is gamma-aminobutyric acid. And it's one of the neurotransmitters that really, when we change and we can build those neurotransmitters up, then our body can begin to chill out and handle stress and life a little bit better. And so understanding that is always a key. So let me share some nutritional items that can be very helpful that you might want to look up, all right, and do some research on. But for acetylcholine, there's certain foods that you can include in your diet that they've shown that can help the brain chemistry of acetylcholine. That's eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those foods have been shown to help with acetylcholine levels. And then also, there are certain supplements that can help too. Now, vitamin B5 is always a gold standard for brain chemistry, as well as B6. But for acetylcholine, phosphatidylcholine, which is called lecithin, it's actually found in egg yolks. That's why the eggs were so beneficial in the foods that they listed that can help with acetylcholine levels. And GABA is another one, and that's the big one for anxiety. So when GABA levels are low, anxiety is high. That's why we give drugs in, people give drugs, docs give drugs in medicine called benzodiazepines, and the benzos. And you give something like a Xanax, and what it does is somebody has a lot of anxiety, well, it raises the GABA levels. So it raises GABA and causes the person to chill out. So it's interesting how that whole deal works. And it's pretty powerful, too, at the same time. So in the middle of that, I would encourage you, obviously you're managing your lifestyle choices. Eat healthy, exercise, you do what you do. But it comes down to brain chemistry. It's kind of like weight loss. Weight loss at the end of the day, when you get down to those last 15 to 20 pounds, it really comes down to the hormones. And balancing hormones is a real big key, whether it's thyroid, estrogen, progesterone, whatever. So for stress and stress management, usually it comes from brain chemistry, GABA, acetylcholine. So you're probably looking at, so you might want to do some research on it. Probably will be helpful too. That's another hour in the chart, so I'd like to thank our producer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. We'll tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, our community. Diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're actually driving or challenging the hospital. But remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.